On the Southeast AgNet, it's today's Ag News. Hello, I'm Frost Burke with this week's Commissioner Spotlight featuring Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thanks, Frost.
Your department has given biosecurity a high priority. Tell us about some of your recent efforts in that area.
We have created a new position, Director of Bio and Food Security Preparedness. We also broke ground in Kissimmee on a new biosafety lab that will allow the department to test for and detect potential bioterrorist materials.
Who is the new Bio and Food Security Preparedness Director?
Dr. Joanne Brown is a retired Army colonel who is highly regarded in the area of food safety and animal disease prevention. Dr. Brown spent the last 3 years overseeing the department's food and residue laboratories, and she is uniquely qualified to coordinate the department's homeland security efforts.
We'll be back after this.
It doesn't come any better than wholesome, delicious, and nutritious food fresh from Florida. And the safety of that food is important to everyone. You put your trust in Florida's farmers to keep a watchful eye on everything they produce. That's why from planting to harvesting, they work hard to provide safe and healthy food for you and your family. Because Florida farmers don't just grow the food, they serve it to their families too. Safe, affordable, and abundant. Food for thought from Florida's farmers. A message from the Florida Farm Bureau Federation.
We're back with Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson talking about his department's biosecurity efforts. Commissioner, the new biosafety lab being built in Kissimmee is the only animal testing facility of its kind in Florida.
That's right. The 1,600-square-foot lab will increase our ability to diagnose foreign animal diseases, of which 85% are zoonotic, meaning they can be contracted by animal and people, whether they are introduced intentionally or accidentally.
Thanks, Commissioner Bronson. The Commissioner's Spotlight is a weekly feature of today's Ag News on the Southeast AgNet.